With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. Authorities in Georgia say the man who allegedly murdered a nursing student is not a U.S. citizen and entered the United States illegally in September of 2022. Reports also indicate 26-year-old Jose Ibarra has a criminal record in New York. Republican presidential candidates reacting to the Alabama Supreme Court ruling on frozen embryos.
In Alabama, several clinics paused in vitro fertilization services after the court ruled that frozen embryos can be considered children under state law. Former President Donald Trump said he would strongly support the availability of IVF for couples who are trying to have a baby. And he called on lawmakers in the state to act quickly to find an immediate solution. Nikki Haley said she does not endorse the Alabama ruling, but agreed that an embryo is an unborn baby. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Also at SRNNews.com, former President Trump continues to rack up the victories. Addressing supporters, he said people of very low character are crossing the border illegally.
They come from jails, they come from prisons, they come from all sorts of places that we don't want to know. They come from mental institutions and insane asylums. And we don't want that in our country. We're not going to stand for it.
Mr. Trump says he fixed the border issue when he was in the Oval Office.
We're going to straighten things out. The border is the worst it's ever been. You know, in 2016, we won and we had a bad border. And I talked about the border a lot, talked about it a lot. And I said, we're going to fix it. We fixed it very quickly. And in 2020, we couldn't talk about it, although we did get millions of more votes a second time.
Both Mr. Trump and Haley now headed to Michigan. That primary is coming up Tuesday. This is SRN News. Federal government spending taxpayer dollars to change college biology classes.
The National Science Foundation has given nearly $1 million to several universities so they can develop so-called inclusive undergraduate biology courses, because current offerings, quote, inaccurately categorize sex and gender as binary. The NSF says if college professors try to tell young people that science defines only two genders, male and female, this will make transgender students uncomfortable. Critics say the grant will undermine science. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pro-life advocates cheering a decision by the Alabama Supreme Court that frozen embryos must be treated as children under the law, saying it could become a model for other states. Chief Justice Tom Parker's opinion reached into the Bible, stating, even before birth, all human beings bear the image of God. And this is SRN News. What a search for treasure this could be.
Colombia's government has announced an underwater exploration of more than 600 meters deep to investigate and try to raise objects from the mythical galleon San Jose, sunk in the 18th century in the country's northern Caribbean and believed to contain cargo valued at billions of dollars. It's the first phase of a scientific research into deep waters of the galleon that aims at collecting information to determine which pieces are suitable and possible to extract. Keith Peters reporting.
U.S. Postal Service honoring the late John Wooden with a stamp. It was unveiled on the campus of UCLA, where he coached for many years. John Wooden thus becomes the second college basketball coach to be honored with a postage stamp. The other, James Naismith, the man who invented basketball. More details at SRNNews.com.